Tapestry, written by Fiona McIntosh and read by Eloise Mignon. She knew she'd find him here, on the roof, silent and lost in his thoughts as he stared south toward the river and beyond to the borders, where war beckoned. "Have you made a decision?" She was careful to ensure there was no hint of reproach in her tone. He looked down as she approached, but didn't turn. "I have no choice, Wynne," he replied, his voice gritty. He cleared his throat, which she suspected was to shift the tension he'd been feeling. Winifred, though she spoke with restraint, felt his sense of duty hurt her as keenly as if he'd delivered a blow to her belly. She could hear he was heavy of heart, no doubt struggling with his decision, but he still sounded as though he'd already made it. Winifred stood close behind him and wrapped her arms around his chest, for her own reassurance as much as his. She felt small against his broad, hard body as she rested her cheek on the velvet of his coat and wondered how she would find the courage to part with him. "Ignoring a summons to Edinburgh doesn't mean..."
"It does," he said, his voice raw.
"I've been named in the warrant, a traitor to the crown." He shook his head and gave a soft sneer.
"The act for encouraging loyalty in Scotland is very clear. I'm officially now a rebel. It seems I have two choices. Imprisonment, or join the call and raise my standard against the English king."
He turned in her arms and embraced her properly, kissing the top of her head where golden hair met pale, unblemished skin.
"I'm damned either way. Forgive me for bringing this upon you."
She looked up into the face of the man she'd fallen helplessly in love with 14 years previously at the French court of exiled King James III of England, the one the Protestants called the Old Pretender, and was struck by how much more handsome she found him without his periwig, which he'd had to wear for the portrait he'd been posing for recently. She took a deep breath, knowing that no matter how much it grieved her to give up her husband to this dangerous rebellion, she couldn't deny her support for his courageous decision. "William, one of the reasons I married you was because you shared our family's fierce belief in returning the true Catholic heir to the British throne."
"Ah, and there I was, convinced it was purely because I was so irresistibly handsome," he replied dryly, winning her smile.
He turned back to look across the moors, but in that moment, Winifred saw a terrible sadness behind his gaze, and alarm rippled through her.
"Our children's lives are now at risk. Yours too, my love."
She could feel his shoulders slump with heavy regret.
"The King of England knows me for a Jacobite. I don't hide my Catholic beliefs."
"Nor I, my beloved," she uttered, reiterating her support for his cause. "Come downstairs and warm yourself. Summer is farewelling us, and if you're going to fight for the true king, we must not risk your being anything but hale."